third year student, our ongoing learning process. Today we are talking on external and internal relationship. There are various relationships, external relationship, relationship with in the marketing, relationship with the stakeholders which are external, relationship with corporate image. Every company lives with a corporate image, and that relationship, relationship with stakeholders, the suppliers, the dealers, all the players into the successful marketing relationship, those stakeholders, relationship building on them, relationship with real customers, the end users, the consumer, relationship with the government and governmental agencies, very important element of relationship. You make relationship with them, relationship with economy and industry interests. You have to keep pace with the economy as well. You understand how the economy is taking a shape and the industry. If you are working for a particular industry, it has its own needs, its own interests involved into it. So how do you make your relationship? So that your relationship with the economy and industry goes into the interest of your own business. Then relationship with social, environmental and cultural interest. We live in a country, India, for example, has different cultural values. So those relationship, we live also in a different type of a social environment. So few things. For example, in the month of Shravan, what type of a relationship a consumer product should have in the month of the Shravan? The social needs, so on and so forth. Likewise, if the product is international, again, what's the culture need of a particular market? And on international platform, gain social and cultural interest. Relationship with political and military interests. Political scenario keeps changing. X party today, another 5 years Y party, and likewise with the military interests, which is not so relationship with the military sort of a scenario. Now we are talking more of an international level of understanding marketing. We are not zeroing it down only towards Indian needs. So when we talk about the military interests, there are many countries in the world who are strictly under the governance of the military rule. So how do you build up relationship with that on an international scenario? For example, even from Indian perspective, certain products which are only to be approved in production, for example, in the firework, what amount of the firework to be used, the gunpowder to be used, that of course needs approval from military, because gunpowder is something very sensitive for even India always, because we need to take the interest of the military into that. To what level of a pleasure firework which is being done in the month of Diwali to be made of, so amount of the gunpowder used into that, all that is relationship with military and the political interests. Relationship with investors. Obviously, when it's a public limited company, it's a private limited company, the partners, the shareholders are the investor, their relationship. Relationship with the clients. Relationship with the clients, not necessarily the end users, but all the parties who are the stakeholder become a client to you. So with them, relationship with employee, prime of the interest of the company's policies and the strategies. Because many companies don't have any hardware or any of the assets as their value. Their entire value is their employee. Excellent relationship. If the employee is happy, if the relationship with the employee are up to the mark, then the product is successful. Relationship with vendors and partners. Vendor means the seller. How do you have a relationship with them? Relationship with media. You have to be media friendly. Time and again, media takes you into greater height, and time and again, we have seen some people dropping in media. So, relationship with media is extremely important for a product. Look what happened some time back on a particular food stuff, which went out because media picked up that and it was finally checked. The fast food, the Maggie. Just a reference I am giving you. So, relationship with media. So, that is to be of a prime important. Relationship with international community, the world around us, the people in the world. You have to have an excellent relationship. You cannot have anything biased for a particular country just out of your not liking that country. When you sit up in international business environment, the international community plays a very important role for your product to understand. Relationship with financial institution, the banks, the investor, the financial institution who provide you money, relationship with that, and relationship with authorities. If there is a governing body that looks after the interests of your product, approving your product as a branded product like ISO and so on, that type of a relationship. An umbrella body that looks after the interests of business and trade association, chamber of commerce, these are all authorities, their relationship. Relationship with pressure groups and public. Nowadays, you find a lot of groups which have come up. Those who talk about animal behavior, those who talk about the cleanliness, those who talk about the civic sense, these type of pressure group and the public, which is not in the interest of a public. So they have to have a relationship. Alcohol brand company cannot come up with an alcohol shop in front of a religious place. There would be definitely under a pressure by public and the pressure group to remove them out. Likewise, for food stuff or for example, anything which a particular group does not use it. So then building up a relationship with them. Relationship with consumer group. Those who talk about the consumer safety, the pricing, the needs of the consumer. So those type of consumer group, an excellent relationship, a relationship which works in favor of the product. Relationship with environmentalists. You can keep hearing there are a lot of environmental group who keep talking about not cutting a tree. You find many builders overnight coming up, cutting up the trees and raising their big high-rise building. So the environmentalists keep talking about. You talk of the Kharghar new airport, which is, there is a mangrove. There is an environmental group which is talking of not cutting up of those mangroves because it will damage the environment. Likewise, if any new property is coming up, the land which is belonging to a particular people, a tribal group, environmentalists are talking, if you remove them up from those type of relationship. Relationship with motivators and ideologists, those who come and create and bring people along with them, like Megha Patkar and like Anna Hazare. These are the motivators and ideologists. Relationship with them. And relationship with leaders, those who lead the societies. And no names here, just I'm referring them as a reference to you so that you understand what is the relationships important. Relationship with corporate or social responsibility. Every product that comes into the market has a social responsibility. You cannot go up on certain product which is not in the good taste of the society. So those type of relationship. Responsibility towards the society. And relationship with business network. You work in a business environment. So the network around you would claim that it is not a business norm or a practice. So that type of a relationship. internal relationship within your own company scenario, right from CEO, MD level to the lowest staff at the at any department, even for that matter a pantry, all those type of a relationship with internal customers, your own internal customer. Let's take a few of them with the relationship, though I have briefed you quite a length so that you understand. External relationship. So what is an external relationship? These relationship, basically mega relationship, these relationship are often too large to be handled by the marketing department. They are too big. Alone needs a corporate support. That's why mega relationship with external relationship, you need support from an external group or external business houses. To what business house does in that case, he takes an outsourcing of making an excellent external mega relationship or influential relationship. These relationship influence the organization functionality and also central customer relation. Somebody who does a market research, who could bring an influence onto your product to understand the better needs of the market. So those type of an influential relationship. Introduction to various relationship continues. Lateral partnership. They are side relationship which do not hold extreme importance but needed to be considered. For example, supplier reference. If supplier reference to the, so these are lateral partnership and side relationship, but suppliers reference are important. Likewise, the references given by your employee could be a lateral partnership but of extreme importance for any business to move. So these another are two important elements, supplier reference and employer references. Let's talk about the core relationship, the corporate. Investor relationship, investor money, they invest the money for what? To get a profit out of it, to get to know how their investment is taking a shape. There could be a group of investors, there could be an individual investor in a form of a shareholder, there could be partners as investor, there could be sleeping partners, there could be active partners. All relationship to be borne in mind in a corporate setup. Client relationship, how you develop relationship with client, what is the importance of a client, that is a core relationship, understanding that. Supplier, how do you build up relationship with supplier so that timely arrival of the product happens, timely delivery happens to customer. It all depends on a supplier. If any company that is gathering the other product and making a final product, in that cases a supplier is important. Even services that are offered to consumer through a large amount of supplier, that relationship is again a very core relationship. Employee the relationship, if employees aren't happy, the company is not to be a successful or a leading company. If time and again there are strikes, their demands are not met, they put up a demand, or the HR department does not agree with employees on many issues, ultimately that would affect the production and ultimately that would not bring the product in line with the needs of the market. So a strong relationship is a core relationship with employees as well. All these are the important relationship to make a marketing relationship a success for a corporate. Then partnership, partners relationship, those who are working you as a partner, we have spoken. Relationship with government and departmental authorities. What a government departments want, what they want the product to be, how does it should not go against the government regulation. That is a important element of relationship. You cannot go something which is not approved and allowed by government. So relationship building with them. Relationship with media. Time and again, media creates a story. Media can take you to great height and success, and media can bring you down to absolute unfame scenario. So relationship building with media is very important. There are always press conferences of big mega business houses wherein they consider media. Media is only and exclusively invited to launch. Look at what happens. A preview of a movie only to media, so that media carries a good story. There are a lot of companies which host a lunch or a dinner post the media conferences, so that the media carries a good story, a story that would give a positive relationship or image of the corporate. So co-relationship. Then relationship with the society. We live in a society. Even for marketing products, we live in a society. Society has its own needs, its own demand, its own requirement, its own understanding. That relationship with the society to be understood. Relationship with the internal community, the people around us, that is what relationship we do. So let's talk about the six market model. Different type of market models are given here. The concept underlying the effect of various internal and external relationship in enterprise image has been derived from six market model. These are central to relationship marketing. Look at them listed here. Those are the six: internal markets, 2 supplier market, 3 referral market, 4 recruitment market, 5 influence market, and 6 is the customer market. So traditional marketing plan focuses on customer or consumer without recognizing the importance of the supplier demand. So various relationship dimensions that contribute to the enterprise image are discussed in this chapter. So traditional marketing plan. What are the key drivers? Key driver for the development of an enterprise image in terms of market share and growth are clients, investors, employees, and the suppliers. These are the key drivers for development of an image. Clients, investors, employees, suppliers. So the other groups which are instrumental in adding values to the image in terms of the brand physique is government. These are again another key driver. The groups which are instrumental, so that it can add value. Government, media, international community, and society. So they add value to the image of the product or the marketed brand. What is it? The requirement, or what is the need of a governmental needs? What is media projecting you? How does the international community looks and the society? For example, I would give you in India, for example, government does not permit you to exhibit alcohol product on media, advertising it. So that is what are the government relationship requirement. That will be, if you start, we cannot, it's illegal in India to advertise your alcoholic brand in a mass media. So that is one example. Now relationship with stakeholders. The term stakeholder was first used by Stanford Research Institute to jointly describe customers, shareholders, suppliers, financial lenders, and society in general. So basically, it says that it describes these are the people who are stakeholders, customers, the end users, the shareholders, the suppliers, the financial lenders, the banks, which means the banks, the financial institution, the group of investor, and society in general. So they all constitute called stakeholders. Stakeholders are basically all those groups and individuals that can affect or that are affected by the accomplishment of the organizational purpose. So this is an explanation of stakeholder. Now we come to real customer, the real end user. Relationship manager must identify the true influence party involved in making buy decision. Who finally buys? The ultimate real customer. No matter what a good product, whom you bring as your brand ambassador, but he or she is just a brand ambassador in developing the image. He or she is not the end user. So relationship manager must identify the true influence involved in marketing and making buy decision and must establish direct relationship with such party or decision influencing agency. So end user, the real customer, should be borne in mind. Government and agencies. There are many reasons for governments to intervene in the business of an organization. It is usually used to protect the economy, political and social interests of an organization. So government is the governing body that really decide that really decide how to protect the economy and the political and social interests of an organization. Then there are government liaison is an essential part of the business, coordinating with the central and state government for various reasons could not only be meaningful but also for great deal of importance. So all these relationship with government or the governmental agency are important area, liaising with them. Social, environmental and cultural interests. In addition to industrial and economic interests, relationship management of the company should be perfect fit for social and cultural interests. So a product that is meant for, that should be socially and culturally suitable for that marketing target or the end. Relationship marketing must cover social aspect, environmental and culture through various activities such as donation, sponsorship, etc. For example, it's been given here a donation that has been given, so it should be culturally and, for example, donation on a particular festival, donation for a charitable organization. So all that relationship by a company towards those social interest people should be established well. Investor relationship. If investor don't invest into industries, the funds won't come in. Investor not necessarily mean the shareholders alone. It could be a proprietorship company. Ultimately, the investor is the owner. In a partnership company, the investors are partners. Likewise, investors are the most important components of the business. Their satisfaction is directly related to the existence of company. And investors are highly dispensable and result-oriented. They cannot be just avoided. Without investment, no business can work. Likewise, there cannot be result. They look for result. What is the bottom line? Despite all the ups and downs in the industry, what is the investor looking forward for? At the bottom line, and that is result-oriented relationship. Investor relationship is a standard component of the corporate website, which should have company profile. So the investor would see that the company profile is up to the internet, up to the mark. Financial results are there. Nobody invests for losses. Gestation period living aside, waiting for certain time for result to show profit is totally different. But nobody can indefinitely look for no result. Investor would ultimately look into results coming up. Financial result, obviously, a good financial result with profit. Annual report where things have been identified, where gray areas have been discussed, where concern of the investors are being discussed. Those are annual reports. Quarterly reports, taking ad hoc reports and time to time, quarterly or monthly or 6 monthly reports are also important. That is what investors would like to see. And then investor would like to see the roadshow. What does the roadshow mean? Taking your product to end user on into interaction with consumer, maybe at mall, maybe at a hotel, maybe at the consumer's own location. So that type of a roadshow presentation, if highlighted, and that investor relationship.